This is a question for patient Sadia Azhar, SADIA AZHAR. Date of birth is 8582, date of service 6/10/2024, and date of accident is 2/18/2018. The patient was last seen on 2/19/2024, and since then patient could not come. She was discharged at the time, I think, and the pains have never left her. According to her, they were quite improved at the time. Patient has been suffering from sacroiliitis, cervical and lumbar pain, pain in the shoulder, on both on right side, pain in the neck shooting to both the arms, lower back pain is shooting to the right leg all the way to the foot and ankle, and involving first and second toe. She also reports of numbness in both the hands. In addition, patient suffers from chronic headaches. The symptoms have not gone away and they are back, and she is here for continuation of physical therapy that, according to her, helps. She was out of the country and therefore she could not come for last 4 months. According to her, pains are continuous and they are described as shooting, aching, tiring, and they are 4 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 7. Modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by sitting, standing, walking and driving, and improved by standing and lying down. The patient has had various x-rays and MRIs. She allegedly has a weakness of the right arm, and she reports of dropping phones. She also has a numbness and tingling of the right hand more likely than the left, but involving second, third, and fourth finger. And this is constant. No incontinence of the bowel or urine are reported. Regarding the treatment, patient has recently seen Dr. Kapsovitz, who is a neurosurgeon and a spine surgeon, who has recommended that only physical therapy be done. We have requested the record release from the Dr. Kapsovitz's office. She's done a tremendous amount of chiropractic treatment since 2018. Here in US and Pakistan, physical therapy, same. Since 2018, tremendous amount of physical therapy, massage here in US as well as in Pakistan, where she was there for 2 to 3 years in between, and medications. She has equivocal findings on the MRIs, but the latest MRI that were done at M1 Imaging showed the following issues. She was found to have a left superior frontal lobe, parietal lobe, occipital lobe, and temporal lobe still being affected in this MRI with NeuroQuant, November 2023, for which she was referred to counseling, neuropsych, as well as psychiatrist therapy. Regarding the MRI for the spine, the thoracic spine had no negative finding, but the lumbar spine has a bulging disc at L4-5 and L5-S1. This MRI was done with weight bearing, and that was the only positive finding that was found. Similarly, in cervical spine, that was done with flexion and external LR, C5-6 and C6-7 posterior bulge were detected, and patient has been advised about a epidural injection to 3 to 4 in the lumbar spine and 1 or 2 in the cervical spine. The patient has never come forward for the injection treatment as of yet. Due to the lack of consent, we could not do much for her. Please review the records for system review, for the ADLs, surgical history, medications, family history and relationship status, employment history, she's a housewife, and you might consult the initial new patient visit also. Legal history, patient has particular law firm. And personal history, all from the record, including the ADLs. The physical examination, the blood pressure is found to be 118 over 82. Pulse is 78. A 41-year-old Pakistani female, average built, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. There's no cyanosis, jaundice, clubbing, colonic hydration as well. Good. No acute distress, shortness of breath, pain phases that are identified. Patient is in severe anxious, appears to be severely anxious but not lethargic. Has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam is from the template, including the neurological and musculature examination that are found to be completely normal. The motor vehicular history accident can also be obtained from the first injury report of the initial visit, which will be the same. And spine tenderness are not present. No paravertebral muscle spasm, quadratus lumbar trapezius muscle spasm absent. No hypertonicity or trigger points. In the range of motions, in the cervical spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 45, bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 20, and bilateral rotation is 20. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, the Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign negative, Berman test was negative, distraction test negative, Soto Hall test negative, myelopathy signs are negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, Slump test is negative, that's it. In lumbar spine, Burdensky Kernick test negative, straight leg raising test was positive at 40 degrees, contralateral leg raise test was positive on the right. Breger test negative, Kemp test negative, Babinski sign negative. Sacroiliac joint, the standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test are all negative. Rendelburg sign is negative. The Faber test is positive on the right side. Gonsalin test is positive on the right side. Extremities examination, the patient has minimal pain in the right shoulder on lifting. She is able to lift up to 160 degrees without any pain or suffering, slight motor weakness can be reported. Hawken Kennedy test was positive in the right shoulder, along with MTBR can test, near test. Anterior posterior apprehension test was positive, and motor power was 4/5. Peripheral circulation is intact, and the carpotunnel testing are negative for balance sign and tunnel sign. Other than that, rest of the extremities appear to be completely normal, with normal circulation, normal motor power, normal reflexes, normal circulation. Quick test was negative, no leg length discrepancies, normal gait. Non-antalgic. Diagnosis remains the same from the first visit. Please copy and paste. Regarding the plan of care is the same from the template. And then treatment plan is as follows. Patient will be provided physical therapy to the cervical, lumbar and right sacroiliac joint and possibly to the shoulder area. And 2 times per week with traction massage. She remains okay to do a light job with 6 hours, 7 days, 10 pound lifting limit maximum. No other disabilities are ordered. Medication wise, she medications patients provided with no medication, as she reports that she wants to take as little medication as possible. And so only thing she likes is to have a physical therapy and massage. She's also referred to acupuncture and echotherapy, hydrotherapy, even chiropractor and continuing counseling, neuropsych evaluation, neurology referral was also provided to her, and psychiatry referral for any incidental depression or anxiety. And her MRIs were explained to her in great detail. Cervical spine MRI showed C5-6, C6-7 posterior bulge, and in the lumbar L4, L5, L5-S1 bulge, and right sacroiliac joint involvement, plus ongoing brain trauma with TBI in the areas of parietal, frontal, occipital, and the temporal, for which ongoing neuropsych therapy and neurology treatments are needed. Although her headaches have gone down, there are no associated vomiting, seizures, or loss of consciousness. She is advised to consider having one or two injections to the cervical and 3 to 4 injections to the lumbar epidural and one or two injections to the right SI joint. The patient has declined and is not interested. She declined for the medications also. And she is advised to do yoga as well as heat treatment with infrared heat, laser heat, or wet heat, water heat, hydrotherapy. So thank you so much. She'll be seen in a month's time. If she changes her mind, she'll be provided the injection treatment and or surgical treatment. Record from Dr. Caps will be obtained and incorporated in the records. Thank you.